Well, do it.
Yeah, don't think about it. Get your radio in your car and go up north. There you go. Go see it all. It's good stuff. It's always been my favorite vacation destination. I always go north. But, I remember the drawbridge, and I remember, and I very much know the 675 bypass. And I remember some of the problems with this when they were building it, and that's what's gotten in people's brains for all these decades. You know, it's like, oh, I remember when, you know, it collapsed. You know, you'll hear stuff like that. And they're talking about when that one section went, I think it was when it sunk. Jeff, you can comment on that. When did one section, like, it was during construction. Didn't one section, like, kind of, like, fall off the they were building it and it kind of broke loose? That was probably what you're referring to when the pillars sunk. So that was just a great way to start with a bridge. Oh man, I vaguely remember that. So I haven't been up. I go up a couple times a year for, you know, like MPSCS stuff. Matter of fact, I got to go up in October to Traverse for the user group meeting. That's always a good time. Jeff, you should take that in. That's always some good information at that one. That's about it for me anymore. If it ain't work-related, I don't get up that way, which is too bad. I need to get up there and do some R&R. I know my kids are going up there pretty soon, so maybe I'll figure out where they're going and drop in on them. Leave them and the grandkids. W8FU, Dakota.